Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. It is January 2013, and it is cold and brisk in most parts of the country, and that does not stop us Neekin Wellness Consultants for being all warm and toasty, not just utilizing our wonderful Neekin solutions, but just because it's who we are as humans being more and doing what we do. And as always, we have a wonderful guest with us today, and I'm going to jump right on into things because it is at the top of the hour. And Madeline, you're still on the line, correct? I didn't lose you.
No, I'm here. Okay. Thank you.
That's always the scary part for doing what I do every Saturday is realizing, oh, where did they go? They were just there. And then we have to reboot and do the whole intro all over again. But not the case today. Madeline Zaworski hails from Lorain, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland. And Madeline, you have been in Neekin a few years now. This is not, you didn't start last month, right?
Correct.
So take us back to the beginning and share with us a little bit, because what you can't see, what I'm looking at right now is a resume that's, oh my goodness, how many pages long is this thing? 4 pages long, and you are quite an accomplished young lady. I mean, absolutely, when it comes to the nursing field and hospital administration and everything to do with nursing, my goodness, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 groups of letters behind your name, MSN, MBA, FACHE, CNAA. So tell us who Madeline Zaworski is and what all that means.
Thank you for that nice introduction. The best part of the introduction, Vance, was young lady.
I had to stroke you a little bit. I mean, that's all I could do.
Well, thank you. And actually, I'm going to be brief about that history because first of all, I want to thank you. Thank you for this privilege for me to be able to share a story. And that's what this business is about. That's what network marketing is about, is tell a story, learn a lesson, repeat the story, connect people who have stories that can help other people who have a story that matches their need. And so I've been thinking about this precious 25 minutes or so, and in those many pages of past experience, I spent a good part of my life as an educator. So if I just may give an overview of what I'd like to do today, and then I'll integrate that story with where I am today and where I believe Neekin, network marketing, and where our world is today.
Oh, and absolutely. The thing is, Madeline, that, if I were to ask you to share your story 15 years ago when you were first introduced to Neekin or thereabouts, it would be different than where you're going to share it today, because we've learned how to tweak things so that we can empower other people and not just vomit Neekin or
those
vomit.
Those are some of the points that I'll make, Vance. So if I may, I have a title, and the title of today is Novice to Expert. Novice to Expert. And so whether the listening audience is a new mom or a mom out there that has 4 children, they could relate to what it was like the first time, and whether you're 18 years old or 38 years old as a new mother, it requires a certain set of skills. And after you have the second and third and fourth child and you have a few years of experience, those set of skills are refined. One of my mentors, Dennis Estes, always uses martial arts, and you learn and you practice and then you forget and you just do it automatically. And so from a little bit about my nursing background, and I will tell the original story of Neekin and where I am today, I started my nursing and healthcare career in 1965. And the interesting part of that is 1965 is when Medicare was introduced. I trained at a city hospital, which became a county hospital in Cleveland, so we took care of the poorest of the poor right after the immediate implementation of Medicare. Well, fast forward, And somehow it happened with a blink of the eye last August. I turned 65 and got my Medicare card in my wallet. So being young today and calling me young was really a wonderful, wonderful compliment because I feel young. And the Nikan Wellness Home has made a big difference in keeping me at optimal health and wellness.
Well, and I would imagine that you had to have gone through a paradigm shift getting that Medicare card and realizing, taking you all the way back to you servicing people who were going and thinking back to the fact of, oh my goodness, this is such a, you know, a time travel, but the reality of, do I have the ability now actually to take care of myself so I don't have to use this Medicare card, even though we can, but do we have to if we can prevent having to use it? And I'm sure
That's a very important part and one that I want to make. And at this stage of my life, I have a sense of urgency. Because of those almost 50 years of experience, I actually started working in 1964 in a diet kitchen as a high school student to earn money to work my way through nursing school in a hospital. So I've truly always been involved in health and wellness. And the oxymoron of our healthcare industry is it is not a healthcare industry, it's a sick care industry. So if I may, I had the privilege of advancing very quickly. I grew up poor. My high school counselors and my parents didn't have the wherewithal to find scholarship money and send me on to school. So in this concept to college to begin with, in the concept of novice to expert, I became with a diploma prepared nurse in a hospital-based school of nursing, and what that provided was skills training, hands-on, practice, practice, practice. That's something we need to do, each of us, to become a professional network marketing professional. It takes practice. Then I went on, unable to have children of my own. I had a dad who said, keep going to school so that you can have job security, and I would like to make a point with that. So I continued. I went to school for 12 years. I have a bachelor's in nursing, a master's in nursing, an executive MBA, and 3 post-MBA fellowships and some certification. Well, what that then created was overqualified, and at the age of 50, when the downsizing in healthcare occurred, I thought once a nurse, always a nurse, once a well-prepared nurse, always job security. After consolidating 2 of the local hospitals, I served very quickly, and let me make this comparison. Head nurse at age 21, college faculty at 24, 25, vice president of nursing at age 33. I had a similar parallel in Niken, which is a 14-and-a-half-year journey now. In May of 1998, on May 31st, I became a Niken member, and by June 30th, I was the silver, and then in the 5th month, the gold, and the 15th month, the platinum, and then there was a plateau, and I'll speak a little to that, but I followed my mentors. I didn't quit. I kept learning, and I went through, if I could make a comparison to a caterpillar to a butterfly, and I heard some of your dialogue early on when I was waiting to be connected to you about fulfilling your true potential really takes patience, it takes practice, and it takes skills training as well. So a butterfly, if we could just use that metaphor for a moment, so whether it's novice nurse to expert, whether it's novice professional, novice network marketer to expert professional network marketer, or a mom or a plumber or whatever walk of life that we come from, there are certain things that we must do, and we must do them in a certain way. And we need to hang around with, just like these calls that you host, Vance, and the Bojabi calls, and so much that's out there now on social media and YouTube and whatever. To become, to go through the process of being and becoming, we need to be with those who are like what we aspire to become. We need to bring in and take in information, and then we need to use that. We need to apply those skills and practice it. So just, I have some notes here on
Let me, on that thought, Madeline, you drive a point home, something that I heard probably 20 years ago when I started, from Dennis Williams, who was the gentleman that introduced my family to Niken. And one of the things that Dennis has always said, and I don't look at Dennis as a mentor, I look at him as a friend, because I can, I mean, he stayed as a guest in our home 2 weeks ago, and he's one of the greatest things that I've ever learned from him is exactly what you just said, that if we want to become like people that we aspire to be, well, we need to adapt and we need to learn in their skills. And at the same time, if there are people that we're hanging out with that we don't necessarily want to become like them because they can't put forth a sentence or state a paragraph without using colorful words that we would not use around our children or our grandchildren because we just choose not to, then we probably shouldn't hang around them because we become who we associate with. And the
books that we read and the, whatever we listen to, absolutely.
And that's, it's one of those things that we have to constantly, and I learned that years ago from Dennis, and yet we sometimes, it takes us a while of practice to put those things in motion and then say, wait a second, why am I hanging around this person again? I really don't want them as a friend. Why do I feel obligated to spend so much time with them? And then I come home and a different person going, I feel kind of icky. We have to make that choice. And it's not that we're above or we're too good for them. We just have made the choice. You know.
Yes, and you're doing both of you a favor. So here, how a butterfly begins is they become as tiny little eggs. And then the eggs hatch as caterpillars. Then they go through, caterpillars go through this voracious stage of eating, and they are consuming. And finally, there's a dramatic change where they become a chrysalis, and miraculously, a transformation is happening. And where it happens, Vance and the listening audience, is it happens within. And we have the beautiful philosophy of balance in the five pillars of health is our mission. We have the beautiful tools of humans being more over and over and over again to help us find who we are within, who we want to become, and to let go of some of those shells that hold us back as we are in the process of being and becoming. So finally, after much struggle, the caterpillar emerges as a lovely butterfly, and that's when they can soar and impact and beautify our universe. And the same is true for us. So if we're not where we wanted to be today, I've been discouraged, and I can remember calling Gabe Johnson, and his wisdom was, don't quit. Simplify, Madeline. Keep it simple. And then listen to those mentors. And then just keep on keeping on. Now, fast forward and share a little bit of my story. When I was outplaced or downsized in 1996, a colleague and a good friend, Jerry Tisch, is a silver and my immediate sponsor. Her brother is Tim Ryan, a gold out in your area, so those of you up in the Northwest would know Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me immediately. Knowing my background, she was a few years ahead of me in nursing school, so I've actually known Jerry since 1966, long before you were born. So I do have a few years under my belt here, Vance. And so she called me to tell me about this wonderful product experience. She knew I would be excited because of my background in cardiovascular, of her improved health because of magnets. Well, I thought you lost your mind. Of course, after that resume and having an exciting, wonderful career, teaching from classical nursing to graduate students, enjoying the role of vice president during what one of my physician mentors called the golden era of medicine and healthcare. So that golden era, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall in our sick care system in 1983 when TEFRA, prospective reimbursement, was implemented, and when the cost of healthcare started going from less than 10% to now it's close to 20% of gross national product. So we have a huge need to have entrepreneurial network CEOs to create more wellness homes, because it is $1 of prevention is worth $9 of cure. And the best way, as citizens and as individuals, we can look at our Nikan business is to share, and to share, to first find out what it is, and you were talking about that earlier. What is your why? A business needs customers, a business needs referral sources, a business needs small supervisors and team leaders, and a business also needs a group people with a big vision and a big heart and those who truly want to make a difference in the world. So when I think back to my career, when I lost that job, I thought my world ended. I had spent 30-plus years at that point preparing for and becoming an expert, going from novice to expert. And when Jerry called me about network marketing and selling magnets and her heart got better, I thought she needed a psychiatrist. And she was persistent. So there's a few P words that I'd like to share from my experience today. Patience, persistence, predictability, practice. Well, Jerry was gently persistent. She would call, and back then from 96 to 98, she mailed an audio cassette. She mailed a VHS. I was married to a physician at the time, so she mailed the old doctor's panel VHS from the Team Diamond events. And but she didn't come to see me. So, but for 2 years, she was persistent. During those 2 years, I learned I was unemployable if I wanted to have the kind of role that I thought could have a greater impact. Well, at that time, what was happening in healthcare, it's like sticking your finger in a dike with a bunch of holes. And I didn't realize it, though. God had other plans for me. And for those of you out there that are, you know, are you sure this is what's for you and how is this happening? And look at your past and evaluate how that could very much be preparing you for this gift, and look at it as a gift. Embrace it as a gift, an opportunity. So if I could just proceed here for a moment. So Gary called for 2 years. Well, during that time, many hospitals were closing. If I wanted to go to Mobile, Alabama or whatever and leave my family, I could have a similar position, but I hated laying off other people, and I didn't like when it happened to me. But my training and my expertise at that time was healthcare administration and redesign of patient care delivery systems, blah, 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 all of that. Well, I didn't like doing that. I wanted to grow. So what I've learned in these past 14 and a half years in NECHEN, it's I had to let go of what I was, because those roles, it was directing, supervising. Corporate America has a different set of skills, and so does the education system. I was in academia as well. That was marketing is. This is a set of skills of simplicity, duplication, repeating the same thing over and over again, listening, and then two words, empowering and collaborating. What has been profound for me, and especially in the past 3 years, as an educator over the past 14 years, I was a bit critical of the confusion. I was out there, as Reed Nelson often says, every flavor of the month. My upline, Royal Diamond, wasn't as involved as yours in Dennis Williams and providing the Wybie Hurton and Pathfinders, you know, the group that the team that you belong to. Mm-hmm. And Dave Stoltzfus would come to this area. Mary McClellan, who's on your team, would always bring Dave in, and the Shays would bring in Kathy Zier, and then I went to every meet. I was the voracious caterpillar, just like I studied nursing and healthcare administration. And then NECHEN also had a bit of a dip. So did our country after 9/11. And the wellness home was something for many, a big concept, hard to simplify and market. So here we are today with Rick Murphy coming on a 12-city tour, and I want to encourage those of you. Rick's motto is NECHEN rocks. Well, Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Cleveland rocks too. And so we're quite excited, because I just learned there will be a new product for the brain introduced mm-hmm. on February 1st, and we happen to have in Akron, the Grubers are sponsoring Roger Drummer on February 2nd. So we'll have a sneak preview from Roger Drummer the morning after the announcement of the new product on February 2nd, and then February 9th when Rick comes to Cleveland. And I encourage any of you, we're one of the few sites north of Houston and Orlando and east of, as I'm looking at this list, Chicago, I guess. Chicago's the only other kind of east of the west. And so please come to our events. You have a beautiful opportunity with the sequencing of the new products. Olga is our director of sales, who will be introducing Rick, and she will be bringing samples and fitting very nicely the new nutritional products for the strategy of AutoShip for Teach 3 to Reach 3, which is what Rick is presenting. Now, I'm jumping a little.
Let me throw in something. Yeah. You're talking about Roger Drummer. And I had several conversations with him a few months ago, and Roger and I talk on the phone on a regular basis. Again, not just a mentor, but also a good friend. And what he brings to us as in part of the Nikan family is his expertise. And one of the shifts that's taking place in the healthcare system that we call a sick care system right now is we have states around the country, the state to the north of us, just legalized the use of marijuana. And it's been legal in the state of Oregon for years for medicinal uses because we can't self-medicate anymore with Tylenol or Advil or whatever to deal with the pain that we're dealing with in certain areas. So we will just utilize a drug and smoke it, you know, whatever they do. And I don't know. I'm not going that direction. But Roger Drummer shared this, and this is quite fascinating. A doctor in Amsterdam several months ago when Roger was in Europe, and he goes over there on a regular basis speaking on behalf of Nikan and integrating what we have to use. And when you talk about a brand new product being introduced, a solution for memory loss or for brain development or anything to do with that, the question was asked of Roger by this doctor, can you help us here in the Netherlands because we have a crisis going on, and that we have 18,000 plus individuals under the age of 30 that have full-blown Alzheimer's disease.
Well, if I could,
And here, Roger didn't know how to combat that. And he said, well, let me do some research when I get back home. And he said, Vance, I didn't have to do much research because I just jumped online and started Googling and figuring out what areas of the brain that are impacted with Alzheimer's. And he said, the long and short of it, and this was, I thought, was so profound, is that in a country where marijuana use has been legalized for years, is that it attacks and starts to destroy first the frontal lobe of the brain, and that's where Alzheimer's is directly connected with. And I'm sitting there going, so they're actually worsening the problem, and I'm going, we're going to have the same epidemic here, and this is
Rick,
totally preventable.
Vance, if I could come back, I'm looking at the clock and we don't have a lot of time. a point that I'd really like to make today, I so appreciate this opportunity. And one of my lessons learned, all of those credentials and the fast track of moving in the beginning, going back to, if I can just use this, because there are healthcare professionals listening out there that might have wanted to hear a nurse's story. Mm-hmm. And there are others from every walk of life. Anyone can become an expert professional, network marketing professional. We need more leaders because it isn't just in the Netherlands. The environmental diseases that we have today, we have a solution for. But unless we create networks, there are less people that have the opportunity to appreciate what we have to offer.
What's the fastest way to create that network, Madeline?
Well, I would like to share that. I'd like to jump to that and just use my, you know, in 50 years, I hate to even mention that number of years, we have illness everywhere. What we need to do, there is a sense of urgency. And what I am so excited about in this 14-year journey with Nikan, and almost 45-year journey in healthcare is what we have. There, some of the statistics that I've heard through listening to mentoring calls, out of 17,000 companies that use network marketing as the distribution system, only 17 have lasted longer than 30 years, and we're in the top 10 of longer than 35 years.
Madeline, your statistic is a little bit off. Only
17. It doesn't matter. Vance, please, it doesn't matter. The point is this.
Only 17 have made it 10 years.
Well, what doesn't matter?
Yeah.
What the importance is, we have a total holistic approach what we need. And I got into that rut of being the expert. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a wonderful three-way call. I was in A with Kathy Soroka last night, and it was so enriching for she and I and the new C, the new person with a progressive neurological disorder. It gave me great joy. I will always continue to do that. But one of the things that slowed me down in this 14-year history of being able to have impacted more people had I moved to the diamond and the royal diamond level, not only for my own enhancement and career progression, but the numbers of lives that I could have impacted had I done more of the duplication and empowering and collaborating others for them to grow their butterfly wings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the challenge that we have now. So what I'd like to speak to is that I became so much more excited about being a panelist and an A, and everybody called, and that felt good because it was feeling good because that's what I knew the best. I was the expert in nursing and the cell, as Rick, and the mitochondria, as Rick may make some fun of on his tour. The urgency is that we need networks. We need to keep it simple. What we have works. Water, air, sun, food, the total concept of the passive environment of a wellness home, and there is a sense of urgency to place those networks together. So what I've seen occur in the last 2.5 years has been the coming together. You've referenced Dennis Williams, Reed and Dennis Estes and Dave Johnson and Dave Rolfe and so many of these people, Rick Murphy now, one of the young 42-year-olds, giving the message which they've given all along. I remember Bo Tana saying, you need two oars to get a boat to move forward. If we lead only with the product, the boat goes in a circle.
Absolutely.
If we lead only with the business, the boat goes in a circle. And so our products are our business. Our products change lives. They don't just make your face look better with makeup or your clothes cleaner with soap. We have products that transform lives. I got into, and this is a tip for the healthcare professionals out there and for any other professional from whatever domain you're coming from, I became so excited and started teaching and about how the products work. We have YouTube videos, MyNeekin videos, tutorials everywhere. The best way to show how the products work is to get them on and experience them and connect people on ABC calls, be a B, connect people to the people they need to be connected to, and to just search for and sort out who wants to be a customer, love them, help them, direct them into how they can be the best customer and lead to other referrals, which then may create somewhere down the way their interest. Dave Rolfe calls it vested interest. If you tap it down and somebody 2 or 3 levels below you is starting to create thousands of dollars, then you might become more interested in gaining some of that and helping others when you see the success of someone on your team. So the beauty of this business, in my first career, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, my other career, that you had to go to school and get another degree to earn more money. Not now. Not in network marketing. It's only by paying it forward, helping to find others, and connecting. We're paid to invite, educate, and connect, and help them then to invite, educate, and connect, and continue that duplication process. I saw it, I taught it. I'm not sure that I internalized it as well because I was going back to old dogs go to their old tricks. So the growth, if I could just go back to this this caterpillar. If the caterpillar squeezes out of that mold too soon, they're swollen, their wings don't have a chance to develop, and they never may be able to fly. And so what's important for each of us, in this business, you cannot be downsized. Nobody can fire you. In the network marketing, I don't like to call it an industry. To me, it's a distribution system, but maybe it is an industry too. It's a distribution system. Only you can fire yourself. this is so much about personal growth, about paying it forward, about impacting lives, and that for you to do that, it's up to me. It means going to humans, being more. But sometimes the older that we are, I won't tell you how many times I've gone, we have to let go of what we think we were to find that little child inside and what the dreams are. So I can remember when I wanted to go for all those degrees, it's because how can I change this crazy system? And maybe if I know more, I can. And so all of that preparation did help me in now understanding that I've got to learn how to do this too. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I couldn't bake a cake. So the baker and the men and women in kitchens know what to do. They have an expertise that came from doing it and loving what they do. So for each listener, another botanist is fall in love with network marketing. I never thought of it that way. I was so proud of what I had been in all of those 10 or 12 letters that you mentioned. That's who my identity was. So falling in love with network marketing, that's something we need to do. It's not hard at all for us to fall in love with the products. We get so excited about the products, as you mentioned earlier, it's easy to talk and talk too much. And then even though we think we're sharing and teaching, others perceive us. And I get this feedback all the time because mm-hmm. I'm trying to sell. And I say, sell? You know, why wouldn't you want to know about this wonderful way to help you walk again?
Sure.
And but in that enthusiasm, the perception can be selling. So we each need to learn the skills of what it takes to be and become, to be, do, and have what we want to have. There's this process of being and becoming, to move from novice to expert. So what has happened, particularly in the last year, our CEO, Mr. Foley, has listened to the field. He is supporting the new sales directors and Rick Murphy, the new young blood, in his own way. His style's a little different than mine. My skin kind of crawls when he criticizes those mitochondrial nurses like I have been. You know, that's not easy to take. But guess what? It's what I need to hear. And it doesn't. I used to tell my student nurses when we'd go out onto the floors, this isn't Mrs. Chase. That in the college lab, you're going to have real people. You're going to see nurses not functioning in the way you've learned in nursing 101. Because it's the real world. You have two nurses taking care of 30 patients. They can't do it the way you did it in the checkoff lab. But take from the best that you see and incorporate and internalize. And if you see something unsafe, please let me know. Well, we need to do the same thing. The flexible communicator, knowing that one is a controller, what's important is to know who you are. And then to be sensitive to when you are with a supporter and know who they are. And so we have so many educational offerings to help us be and become a professional network marketer if that's what we want to be and become. There are people listening today that want to be the healthiest. Their goal is healthy body and healthy mind. They're the best consumer, and having these kinds of Saturday morning offerings so that people can hear testimonies. I'm happy to be an A for anybody with a clinical issue. I've learned to say, it's not what do you do for a headache and what do you do for a sore foot. Madeline, what would you recommend for a kidney problem or somebody that's on this medication? What I say is the vital wellness package, wherever you want to begin. And combine the energies. Low budget, insoles, neckband, portable water bottle, jade green zymes. And then keep adding. We have tacks. But if you can't afford the $525 pack, begin with those few items where you combine the synergy of water, the most potent, the jade green zymes, nutritional, a far infrared would be, and the tourmaline would be in the neck band, and you would have neck to foot coverage. And to go back to all the neurological conditions that we have in the world, there was one autistic child at Metro in 1966 when I was a pediatric nurse. It's over 20%. It's an
Absolutely.
Epidemic today.
Absolutely.
So we have so many epidemics. Most important, our balance wheel and our philosophy, healthy families is what constitutes a healthy society. Niken really isn't about Vance. and the listening audience, it's not about the best water filter. There's a lot of them out there today. When somebody comes to me and says, Madeline, you need to look this website, I said, I don't go there. We don't need. We are the best. We don't have to study and compare and defend. Go on to the next person. If somebody wants to buy another water filter, let them. If you want to sell a water filter, study that. If you want to be one of the expert salesperson in water sales, we need that. Nothing wrong with someone who loves a particular product, wants to have a little retail income, some extra income, doesn't want to go through the chrysalis, becoming a butterfly, a royal diamond, you know, and that's okay. Those are honor and recognize where the person is, love them, and then just like moving away from people that are negative, move towards attracting those few leaders. If you look at the top leaders in McKen, the top leaders in all the companies that use network marketing as a distribution system, 80-90% of their income comes from one or two or three people. We have a few unique people like Dave Johnson and Dennis Williams and Reed Nelson who have four or five or six relatively strong business units. So we do need to look. Back to your question. If you really want to impact the world, and if you really want to help more people to be healthy and to discover the pearl, the diamond, the jewel that we have in Niken, it's by having some balance and attracting and finding those leaders. They can be many levels below you. Gordon Williams was supposed to come to our area last week, and with the new compensation plan, our CEO and our president of the company, the owner, have listened to the field leaders. They have changed the reimbursement policy to our advantage. Gordon has worked hard for years. Now Julie Tarr and Didas Oleas, who are levels not first level to him, because of the changes, all that hard work, he can advance to Royal Diamond. We need to embrace and celebrate that we have a corporate staff that has listened to the expert field leaders and have been responsive. I worked in corporate America, and I'm working in some church corporation, you know, type of complexity, too. And we have, for being in 40-plus countries, a CEO that's going to listen to the field, you can send Mr. Foley an email, and he'll email you back. And so we have a momentum going on now. Get on and get out to. If you want something bigger, if you want to be, do, and have more, get on Bojabi, get on to YouTube, listen here every morning, go back to the recorded time, go live. Unless you meet these people, these tools are going to help enhance. Social media is changing the world, so we've got to get to where we are in 2013. Old dogs need to learn new tricks. And for us to attract young people, for those that are over 50, the audience, for us to attract younger generation, we have to be able to relate to them. Our youth are our future. Healthy family is at risk. We have a solution that is so huge and so important to transform the hurting world. In the Netherlands, in Lorain, Ohio, which is not a suburb of Cleveland, by the way, we're a city. And a county.
I had to put that in there.
It doesn't matter where you are. You know, if you're in some tiny little... But last week we had the privilege of Ted DeRoche, who is in some small fishing town up in northern Vermont, and she connected on a Bojabi call, and we used her. The beauty of inner circle calls, the beauty of mastermind groups, the beauty of... If I wouldn't have gone to big events to catch a big vision, I would have never met Peg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't have helped connect her. I wouldn't have met you, Vance. Of mm-hmm. course, Mary brought you here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's field leaders going to where the field is, and it's the field going to where the leaders are.
And now, if I could drive this
point... Okay, actually, we're over time.
It's okay, but if I can drive this point home, because you painted such an incredible picture, and a couple takeaways is that you've reminded us that we don't have to have 12 years of education and a bunch of letters behind our name to understand how Niken Solutions work, because if you can lay down, sit, walk, breathe, sip, swallow, and sleep, you can be be an expert with these solutions. We don't have to know all the training on how they work. We just simply use them. None of us know how a combustion engine works. I mean, maybe there's some guys on the call who can explain that, how a piston goes in and how it fires and how it sparks. But most of us don't care. We just know we got to keep fuel in it. We got to change the oil every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. That's all we care about.
That reminds me of a friend who's always trying to teach me what the computer does, and I don't care. I just know that it produces the outcomes that I want.
Leverage.
That's the key word, leverage.
And we can leverage the social media. We can leverage the technology that's out there if we're willing to learn a little bit. And I know that, you know, as you said, you don't want to go back to school to learn how to do all this stuff. Why? And we don't have to. We really don't.
But we do need to learn the skills. And there's like the PEP Plus assessment skills. There are games now that are coming out to do the six-figure, six-income. We've had all kinds of things. I mean, I bought every one. I spent thousands of dollars for everybody's tools. And we need tools. We have to learn new skills. But they're simple. They are hard. And the hard part is being and becoming. It's that social theory construct of letting go and continuing to grow. Like if we come out of that shell too soon, we're swollen and our wings don't grow well. And some people grow faster than others. Another farming example. You plant the seeds, you water them, whatever. Well, sometimes there's droughts and sometimes there's floods. Well, does the farmer just give up? No, they go back the next year. They may have a bad time. We learn through our bad times. We learn through the valleys.
And you have been a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful example of that. You're leveraging your own experience back to 1996 and how, you know, that brought the whole transition. And I just want to remind folks again, if you want to leverage what Madeline has shared, okay, this call is recorded, www.saturdayamlive.com. And you just send people there. Again, www.saturdayamlive.com. And there's a whole slew. And if you didn't catch the interview with Dave Balzer 2 weeks ago, I highly recommend. Madeline, I think that's what you're saying is we have to use the skill set. We have to educate ourselves a little bit. We don't have to know what Dynaflux technology does as opposed to equilateral technology in the magnetic world. But we could improve ourselves by just simply saying it this way, that what we used to have went into the body on a straight, you know, a plane, just straight on in. Now we have stuff that goes in at an angle and attacks the cellular level at a whole new realm of rate, and the results are so much better.
Vance, again, we're connecting some important learning theory here.
Mm-hmm.
What we say to the person, those social styles, the differences, for the analytical, you know, if you're if you've been a plumber and your doctor sees the response to your peripheral neuropathy in your feet and starts to ask you the questions, well, find out from your upline or somebody how to connect to someone like me, or if you know about that Dave Balzer video, an interview, or a recorded interview, and there's a lot of videos, too, on MyKnee.com and on other YouTube sites, refer them. So unless you know what the tools are, let that expert explain to the other expert, and that's how you build networks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grow to become a professional network marketer if you learn what to do. The ABC is critical. Dennis, when he was here this past summer, said become a B more often.
Absolutely.
We all need to become a bee. Now, that's hard sometimes for some of us to become a bee. Be quiet. Jim Ryan tried to teach me that 14 years ago. Bee means be quiet, Madeline, and listen. And so we learn when we listen. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my knee and heart for this opportunity. I couldn't be more excited. For those that have 14 or 20 years experience out there, it might be considering relaunching. Hey, NECAN's relaunching. Our world needs to be relaunched. We need to put values and integrity back into family and back into society. And we have a vehicle. We have a field and a corporate leadership. And we're in that top, whatever it is, 10
mm-hmm.
of the four. So just go do it. Make a decision. Decision comes from the Latin. Decide to cut away from whatever is holding us back. make 100%, stick that stake in the ground and just do it. And if you waver and you're questioning, go find a mentor, find someone, have someone, call someone. So thank you, and I look forward to growing with each of you, meeting you. And I thank you, Vance, your youth. We need Vance Rogers as a royal diamond, and we need more. We need more young people. And to our cadre of leaders, our aging, our company, and our world needs each and every one of us, whether we're a customer, whether we tell a next-door neighbor who can become the next royal diamond that impacts large numbers. You played an important role. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an important role to play.
And, Madeline, we'll finish off with this thought, and you said it a few minutes ago. It's all about empowering and collaborating, and it really, really does come to that. So our guest again this morning has been Madeline Zaworski from Ohio, and do leverage her expertise. Leverage, this recording, this interview, leverage your people. I can't encourage you enough to check out what cities are left on the On the Move tour with Rick Murphy and Colleen Edwards. Cleveland is coming up. I believe it's next Friday, correct, Madeline?
No, it's February 9th, and we have Colleen has a conflict that weekend, and we're going to have Olga Zamudio. So for anybody, we're going to do a triple header. We have the Cleveland Indians, so we're doing a triple header. We're doing a new product launch. We're doing Rick Murphy. He's staying over till Sunday, and we're doing a Hispanic expansion strategy. We have 24% Latinos in Lorain, the west side of Cleveland, a very similar. She will be in Chicago with Colleen February 2nd, and a lot of the Latinos here in the Midwest, everybody thinks there's just Latinos, or Latinos live primarily in the border states.
No, we have many Latinos here.
And the Latinos have taught us the simple vital energia. Let's learn from their simple love of fun and family, and advance your family, your parents, the wisdom that they had in empowering and positioning you and having you and the gift of what you've done with your children and your adopted children. You're the essence of healthy family. We each can become a model with our own unique charisms and gifts that God has given us to model to someone else.
That's what it comes down to. That's the five pillars of health: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy society, and healthy finances. Actually, I got the finances and society in the wrong order there. But thank you again, Madeline, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing, not only in Cleveland, but for the rest of the Nikin family, because this has been a huge, huge gift to us, and we will have you back sooner, because I've been absolutely foolish and quite idiotic for not having you sooner. So we will have you.
Well, I'm happy to do something on the cell, but right now what we need are the networks.
Well, we'll make it happen. All right. Well, everybody have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you next week, same time, same place. So bye-bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about Nikin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.